It's our series with National Geographic, Climate Connections. The coming changes could be the end of a site that's become important to study climate, a tiny tropical atoll in the middle of the Pacific. Palmyra is like a tiny laboratory to study the natural world. It's almost in the center of the ocean. It's never really been inhabited. It's a haven for marine life and for Pacific birds. Palmyra still has small forests, and hundreds of thousands of birds nest here. They're migratory throughout the Pacific, but they nest here. And that brings the researchers.
See it, Hillary?
Not yet.
Scott Schaefer and Hillary Young are looking for a large bird with an inelegant name, the booby.
They're sort of awkward.
Scott, an ornithologist from UC Santa Cruz.
And they make these funny displays when they're displaying to their mates, and I think that's sort of how they got their name, the booby bird.
He is after a particular booby carrying a tiny GPS recorder, a satellite navigation unit, sort of like in a car, but this one weighs less than 1 ounce. Taped to bird tail feathers, it can gather data that you just cannot get otherwise.
Where they're feeding and what they're feeding and how much they're bringing onto shore.
Hillary Young is a grad student at Stanford. Boobies make excellent GPS subjects. They are devoted to each other, male and female. One sits with the young, the other flies off for a day or so to hunt for fish or squid. But they always return to the nest. Stick $1,000 of electronics on a booby, you know you can get it back. All you have to do is find the nest again, and you can recapture that bird. Of course, nothing is really that easy.
You're going to get birds defecating on you, regurgitating on you, lots of nasty smells sometimes, but That's the nature of the business.
The boobies like the shore area on the west end of the atoll. It is a long hike at night. The puny light from our headlamps is swallowed by the rain. By the time we get there, it's raining harder. Scott and Hillary put down a tarp and they sort through gear. From a branch a little above us, a booby watches with cold disdain.
What I'm trying to do now is just make sure the noose is open.
Scott is working one end of a lightweight telescoping fish rod that can extend almost 20 feet. Instead of a hook, it's got a monofilament snare.
So it's really ideal for this kind of work because it's small, folds up light, and it's strong enough to hold these birds.
Strong enough? They're birds. But big birds. Adult boobies are 2.5 feet tall. They weigh a couple of pounds or more, and they are very territorial. Scott raises the pole overhead, both arms. He peers up, gauging the reach. But in the night and the downpour, it's hard to see.
So he's trying to get that noose around the bird's neck, and then he'll pull the bird off the nest and on the ground. And the noose doesn't actually seem, it's a really light noose. We've got it a really heavy fishing wire, so it doesn't hurt them at all.
The booby doesn't look scared. It's more like annoyed. It could easily fly away. It doesn't. It will not leave the nest. Finally, Scott's got him. The line snug at the bird's neck. And now, what? He jigs up on the rod, but nothing. The booby has its talons in a death grip on the branch. Again, harder, and again. The rod bows. Booby throat stretches like a cartoon. It is man against bird in the dark and the deluge. Until at last, the booby releases. In a moment, he's down.
So now we'll just take him back and do a quick weigh on him and take the tag off.
They're gentle with the bird now, calm and quick.
I saw you with those gloves on. That bird had glommed onto your thumb there.
Yeah.
And then you took your gloves off to remove the snare, and I thought to myself, you must get badly bitten very often.
I haven't been bitten by these guys very bad, but I've other bird species, yeah, albatrosses and petrels. And they have a hooked bill, so they get you pretty good.
They're done. They've got the GPS back. They set the bird down on the sand at the shoreline. He waddles off a few feet in the shallows and stands, glaring at us.
Typically, they're a bit disoriented. And
There he is, flapping to the nest. And you know, that sounds good to me. It's 11 o'clock now. It's late. I begin leading producer Steve Proffitt on the long slosh back toward camp. And in the rain and the dark, I miss the trail.
How about that swell Pacific Atoll vacation I promised you?
Scott and Hillary stayed out hours longer. More nests, more tags to collect. On those tags is the data. Where do the birds go to feed? Where are their fish prey schooling around Palmyra? How far? Bird data, eco data, it's all baseline data for now, describing this atoll unlike any other. Place to study climate change that may not survive climate change. The highest point of land on Palmyra is 7 feet. The ocean doesn't have to rise much, or the storms get a lot more powerful. It'll be gone. And then what for the birds?
If you look at where traditionally all these tropical seabirds are breeding, they're breeding in a lot of these very low-lying atolls. And as sea levels start to rise, the habitat's going to shrink.
Scott Schaefer and Hillary Young, bird researchers, working a rainy night on Palmyra Atoll in the middle of the deep Pacific. Hey, there's video of the bird researchers plus lots of pictures of Palmyra at npr.org. Try searching Palmyra, P-A-L-M-Y-R-A.